Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at a phrase one of you sent in.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a good one.
It's a juicy one.
I may be crazy,
but
I'm not stupid.
It's so good.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
So you found some great stories that really highlight this whole idea.
I did.
One takes us to a battlefield.
Ooh, exciting.
The other to a software development team.
Okay. A little less exciting, maybe, but
we'll see.
But potentially equally dramatic.
Right. High stakes in both.
Very high stakes.
So in both of these stories, we really see this line, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid, play out.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at what it reveals about the speaker, about the situation,
absolutely,
and think about what it really means.
I love it.
So let's jump into this first one.
Okay.
We're on a battlefield.
Right.
And it's a tense military operation.
Got it.
Our main character is a Lance Corporal.
Okay.
And he is known for his combat skills. But he's also known for being a little bit,
a little rough around the edges.
Yeah. Shall we say unconventional in his approach?
That's a good way to put it.
So he's definitely the kind of soldier that you want on your side in a firefight.
Absolutely.
But you're not quite sure if he's going to follow the rules.
Right. He gets the job done.
Exactly.
But his own way.
So this unit is facing a heavily fortified bunker system.
Oh, boy.
It is a tactical nightmare.
Bunkers are no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, those are...
You've got interlocking fields of fire.
Right.
Snipers hidden everywhere.
Right.
You've got mortar fire.
Yeah.
Artillery fire raining down.
You make every bad thing.
And to make things even worse, their lieutenant is fresh out of training.
Oh, no.
And is really struggling.
So experience versus textbook.
Yeah. He doesn't have the experience to deal with this kind of situation.
Yeah. And that's a scary place to be.
Absolutely.
That you're in charge.
So the lieutenant, realizing he's in over his head, turns to this Lance Corporal.
Okay.
This is the most experienced soldier in the unit, battle hardened.
Right.
And the Lance Corporal looks at this situation. He sizes it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to the lieutenant, with all due respect, sir.
Oh, here it comes.
I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid. We need to call in an airstrike.
Oh.
So what do you think?
I mean, that line is just, it's everything.
It is.
It's not just a suggestion. Right. He's laying it all out there.
He's drawing a line.
Yeah. He's saying, look,
yeah,
I might be the one you all think is reckless.
Right.
But I'm also the one who sees how bad this is. Mm. And I'm telling you, this is the only way out.
But it makes you think, who's he calling stupid?
Oh, that's good.
Is it the lieutenant?
Potentially.
Is he saying, look, I might be crazy enough to run into that firefight, but I'm not stupid enough to follow your plan?
That's definitely part of it.
Or is it more about him, you know, kind of owning his own craziness, but saying, hey, I'm still smart.
Yeah, there's that self-awareness there.
It's really interesting what he's doing with that phrase.
It works on so many levels, right?
Yeah.
He's acknowledging that he's not like everyone else, but he's also saying, don't underestimate me.
Right.
I see things you don't.
So the lieutenant, hearing this, he kind of takes a minute.
Right. Huge decision.
Yeah. I mean, he recognizes he doesn't have the experience
that
this Lance Corporal has.
Mm-hmm.
And he realizes that if he doesn't do something drastic,
it's
going to be a disaster.
They're all going to die.
Yeah. So he authorizes the airstrike.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, that moment is really powerful.
Yeah.
It shows you how hard it can be.
Yeah.
To be in charge.
Absolutely.
When the stakes are so high.
And you got to balance following orders with trusting your gut.
And sometimes your gut says do something crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes what seems crazy
is
the only thing that makes sense. So it makes you think, right?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be brave when you're facing that kind of danger?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just blindly follow orders?
Yeah. Good question.
Or is there a place for calculated risk taking?
Right, right. When you break the rules.
Yeah. And thinking about that question of who's being called stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It adds this whole other layer to the story.
He does.
I mean, is he calling the lieutenant stupid?
It's possible.
Is he saying, like, look, I might be crazy, but I'm not the one making the bad decisions here.
Right. Like, I'm crazy enough to charge in.
Yeah.
But I'm not stupid enough to just follow you blindly.
Right.
It's like he's defending himself.
Yeah.
But also subtly criticizing the lieutenant.
It's brilliant.
It is.
It's like this really clever use of language.
He gets his point across without directly insulting his superior officer.
And you have to wonder.
Yeah.
Even though the lieutenant ultimately agreed with him.
Right.
Does that change things between them?
Oh, interesting.
Does the lieutenant ever look at the Lance Corporal the same way again?
That's a great point.
You know, maybe he starts to doubt his own judgment a little bit.
Right.
And maybe the Lance Corporal feels
Yeah.
even more empowered to speak up in the future.
Right. Like he knows he can challenge authority.
So even though it worked out this time, it's definitely shifted something in their relationship.
Absolutely.
It's a turning point.
Yeah, for both of them.
Okay, so we've seen how this phrase plays out in a life or death situation on a battlefield.
Yeah, intense.
Now let's take a look at how it unfolds in a totally different setting.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're going from the battlefield to the world of software development.
All right, let's go. Buckle up because
Yeah, this is going to be good.
this is gonna be fun.
So in this story, our "I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid" line comes from a guy named Larry.
Oh, I love Larry already.
Larry's a brilliant programmer,
Okay.
but he's also super jaded.
I feel
He's
just.
seen it all, and he's working for the worst boss imaginable.
Don't we all know that feeling?
I think we've all had that boss at some point, right?
That one boss who just makes you question everything.
So Larry's boss is Mr. Lambert,
Okay.
and Mr. Lambert is the owner's son.
Oh, no.
And let's just say that he's been promoted way above his skill level.
Nepotism at its finest.
Yeah, not a good situation.
Recipe for disaster.
So you can imagine
Oh, yeah.
Larry, who is super talented, can code in his sleep, has zero patience for incompetence.
I mean, who does?
He is just constantly butting heads with Mr. Lambert.
Yeah, I can see the tension already.
So Mr. Lambert,
Oh, Mr. Lambert.
he's completely out of touch.
Okay.
He agrees to this impossible project scope,
Oh, no.
ignores all the warnings from the team,
Those are red flags right there.
micromanages every little detail,
Oh, that's the worst.
and basically drives away all the good developers.
So it's just Larry left.
Pretty much just the newbies
Oh.
who are looking to Larry for guidance.
Right, like he's the only one who knows what's going on.
And every decision that Mr. Lambert makes
Yep.
just digs the hole deeper and
Like
deeper.
a cartoon where they just
Yeah.
keep digging
Yeah.
deeper and deeper into the
You
earth.
can just feel Larry's frustration building and building.
I bet.
So finally, it all comes to a
All
head.
right, the explosion.
And picture this, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Lambert, who is horridly oblivious that his team is completely burnt out,
Yeah.
suggests that they all start working 16-hour days.
Are you kidding me?
And to motivate them,
Please.
he brings in gourmet hamburgers.
Gourmet hamburgers?
Gourmet hamburgers.
Gourmet hamburger.
That's his solution.
I know.
Oh, Mr. Lambert.
So Larry has had it.
I can't even
He
imagine.
just snaps.
Yeah.
He stands up in the middle of the
Oh
office.
my
He
God.
just lets loose.
It's like a movie scene.
It is a total epic meltdown.
Wow.
But in the middle of this rant,
Here he
he
comes.
shouts, "I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid." Oh, I love it.
And then he
He
quits.
walks out.
Walks right out the door.
Good for him.
Mic drop moment.
It really is.
And the best part,
Tell me.
the other developers, all the newbies,
Yeah.
they see Larry, who they look up to, take this stand,
Wow.
and they all follow him.
No
They
way.
quit too.
They all quit.
En masse, they walk out.
So it's just Mr. Lambert.
Mr. Lambert standing there
Oh my
with his
God.
gourmet
With
hamburgers
his gourmet
and
hamburgers.
his impossible project.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
It really is.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, talk about the power of one person standing up for what they believe in.
It's incredible, right?
It's like Larry's craziness
Yeah.
becomes this catalyst for change.
Absolutely.
It gives the other developers the courage to quit too.
Right. They see that it's okay to walk away.
Walk away from a bad situation.
Yeah, from a toxic situation.
Even if it seems scary.
And when you think about who Larry's calling stupid in this story,
Okay.
it
Yeah.
feels a lot more pointed, don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely directed at Mr. Lambert.
It's like he's saying, "I might be the one having a meltdown right now, but I'm not the one making the stupid decisions."
Right, like I'm not the one who's lost touch with reality.
Exactly,
He's
yeah.
drawing a clear line
Yeah.
between his own sanity and Mr. Lambert's incompetence.
So we've got these two stories,
Yeah,
right?
the battlefield,
In the software development team.
totally different settings.
Probably.
But in both of them, someone uses this phrase, "I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid,"
It's so
to
powerful.
challenge the status quo
Yeah.
and make their voice heard.
And in both cases, there's
Yeah.
this ambiguity
Right.
about who they're calling stupid.
Yeah. Is it the authority figure? Is it themselves?
Maybe both.
Maybe a little bit of both.
I think that's what makes it so interesting.
It really makes you think.
It does. So what do you think is the common thread that connects these two stories?
Well, it seems like in both cases, the speaker is using that phrase to kind of set a boundary.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? Like they're saying, look, I may do things my own way. I might see the world a little differently, but I'm not going to let you walk all over me.
Right.
Not what I'm doing.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
Even if I'm a little crazy.
And I think that ambiguity about who they're actually calling stupid,
yeah,
it just adds another layer to the whole thing. It makes you question your own assumptions, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Like, are you on the speaker's side?
Right.
Or are you with the authority figure?
Who's really in the wrong here?
Exactly.
And are you judging the speaker for being maybe a little bit over the top?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you questioning the situation itself?
It's like it forces you to look in the mirror a little bit.
Yeah.
And examine your own biases.
Right.
About how you see people who don't always fit in.
Who challenge the norm.
Yeah. And how quick we are to label something as crazy.
Just because we don't get it.
Yeah. Just because it's different.
And it's a good reminder, I think,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes the people who seem the most unconventional
yeah.
are the ones who are actually seeing things the most clearly.
They have a different perspective.
Right. And they're not afraid. To say what needs to be said.
Even if it makes them unpopular.
Even if it ruffles some feathers.
They're not afraid to rock the boat a little bit.
And sometimes rocking the boat is exactly what needs to happen.
Right.
To get things moving in the right direction.
To make a real difference.
So we've been talking about these fictional stories.
Right.
But I'm betting that a lot of you listening have encountered this phrase in real life.
For sure.
Maybe you've even used it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Think about a time when you had to stand up for something you believed in,
mm-hmm.
even if it meant going against the grain.
Like when you had to speak truth to power.
Yeah, when you had to challenge a decision or an idea.
Even if it made you feel like the odd one out.
Like you were the only one who saw things that way.
Did you ever feel that urge to say, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid?
What was going on in that situation?
Yeah, what were the stakes?
Who were you trying to convince?
Were you trying to protect yourself?
Right. Were you setting a boundary?
Or were you trying to call out something that just felt wrong?
Because sometimes
mm-hmm.
a little craziness is exactly what we need.
It can be a good thing.
To shake things up.
To break out of the mold.
And to get to the truth.
Sometimes it's the only way.
Yeah, the only way to make your voice heard.
And to create real change.
So next time you hear someone say, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Really listen to what they're saying.
You pay attention.
What's the message behind the words?
What are they trying to tell you?
And what does it reveal about how they see the world?
Because you might just find that their craziness is actually kind of brilliance.
Right.
And that their willingness to speak up, even when it's hard.
Even when it's scary.
Is exactly what's needed to spark something amazing.
Well, that's it for this deep dive.
Wow, that was a good one.
It was a good one, right?
I love that phrase.
I know, me too.
It's so much to think about.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one.
Makes you really look at things differently.
So we hope this has given you all something to think about as well.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little bit of courage to embrace your own unique perspective.
Because sometimes a little craziness
is exactly
what we need.
What the world needs.
Oh, a little shake up.
So until next time.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
And never be afraid to speak your truth.
Even if it sounds a little crazy.
Even if it sounds a little crazy.
That's the best part.
We'll see you next time.